Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I just somehow have to explain today that I'm never taking him to the U.S.
Como?
This is Toe!
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
It's fine, Johan. Just keep giving me that big old D.
That baby leg D.
This is T-O-W. This is Toe. This is Toe.
I need to shut the curtain for your neighbor.
This is Toe. Y'all, this is Toe. I'm very excited. This is my favorite spinoff. This is Reality Gays Toe. Are you cold?
I am a little chill.
It is 70 degrees outside.
It's your favorite more than Love in Paradise?
Yes.
Oh.
This is my favorite iteration. Even though last season I got a little tired.
You wasn't going to say it, but last season
I get tired every season.
You do. That's just your way.
I really got tired.
You didn't
tired.
Get tired of Love in Paradise, but those are only 10 episodes.
That's
the same for The Single Life. Although we got a little tired because they did what? 15 episodes of The Single Life this one?
Yeah.
That was too much.
I agree.
But this is Toe.
This is Toe. I'm very happy
the
to be here
way.
Talking about The Other Way.
Same.
She basically is telling Johan, y'all. Daniel's basically saying, I know you thought we were going the way, but I'm going the other way.
Going the other way.
He thinks they're on Night at Beyonce. But she's like, no, bitch, we're on Toe.
We're
here for the rest of
your
life.
He doesn't know any of that.
She's a fucking monster. She's a fucking monster.
Or I'd like to say a horrible person.
Yeah, she really
She's
is.
A horrible person. Y'all, We're going to say this. I've said it again.
Oh!
If you were listening to our episode and you think you have an opinion about Danielle and Johan and you have not watched Love in Paradise Season 2, I'm going to say this right now.
You must go back.
Stop listening to us.
Yes.
Stop watching Happily Ever After. Catch up on it when you're done. You must go back and watch
back.
The season.
Even if you watch, like, maybe you can find Danielle and Johan, our story so far, or something
at
like
least
that.
You don't see the amount of bullshit that woman put him through.
Oh, my God.
And the amount of lies that woman put him through. And now for her to say, I'm just not going to tell him, and I'm going to trap him in his own country.
And he can't go anywhere
because
if it's not with me.
Because I can. You see how fucking gross it is.
She's so awful. And the thing about it is, when we were first introduced with her, we're like,
when we were
first introduced to her. Marilyn. That's what someone in the Sissy Squad put. There was an article that said 9-year-old girl finds megalodon tooth in Maryland, and I went, megalodon tooth in Maryland. Without even...
That is how they talk in Maryland.
Maryland, Tarleton, Maryland.
God, I hope he's on Million Millions.
Yeah, she's a terrible person.
She
but
is.
When we met her, and she was this mild-mannered teacher who practices IFA, maybe a little bit out of the norm.
When we met her on Love in Paris, not
yes.
when we actually met her in person.
No, we never met her in
but
person.
The way you said it, it sounded very... You went like, when we met her...
I'd slap her in the face.
I don't promote violence, but sure.
Johan could slap me in the face. She's a delusional loon. And there's something about her that gives me Tania vibes. And she's like, she's
but
the
I
worst.
Think Tania is a hurt person who sometimes hurts
yeah.
people. Tania, I think, is like, at her core,
no.
wants to be a good person.
Danielle's a user.
Danielle is a user and a bad person.
She's a bad person.
And a narcissist.
Yeah.
Or selfish.
If y'all identify with Danielle your entire season of Love in Paradise, you may want to process that. You're going to love her this season.
You're going to love this. Y'all, if you're watching us, you're on the Intimate Portrait. Now, this is the first episode.
New season. Who dis?
This is the first episode of the season. So
God, I'm excited.
I believe this is for, we do this public. This is for everyone to see.
On the Patreon.
No. When the video, the first episode of the 90 day, we always put it out. I can do a public. We've done that. I did it last time. A public feed. I swear.
Okay.
Are you worried? Your nipples
no.
are covered up.
It may. I think I do remember this.
We did it so people can see.
You put it on YouTube.
It's on a YouTube. They can see
okay.
it. They don't. It doesn't come up as early as everybody else on Patreon. They get it a couple
okay.
of days. I think they get it a week later.
I know. It's like, this has not been cleared by me.
No. I'm just saying what we did before. You were drunk and don't remember.
This is Toe. I'm going to be fine. The name of this episode is To Be...
No, to love and to be wise is impossible.
To love and be wise is impossible.
I fucked it up. Something.
They're going... I think they're
doing
going
a
for
parable.
These, like... These
we're gonna fuck
aphorisms
it up.
Every time. To love and
to
be wise.
To be loved. To be loved. Anyway, if you're on the video Intimate Portrait, that's normally on our $15 tier of our Patreon.
You're in a blanket like a grandma.
Oh, because it's chilly in Los Angeles, and I'm sitting here on the
not,
couch.
It is 70 degrees.
You debated for 5 minutes before these things. Do I want something on my shoulders or not?
And I'll be honest, my hands are a little cold, but I'm not going to give you the satisfaction.
Yeah, I can tell you're a little chilled. You were supposed to get your throw.
Anything I could to other you.
So, y'all, you're sitting right here, and you're scared at Poodle's face right now if you're watching us. Anyway.
Because I am jazzed.
If you want to listen to this episode without commercials, you can subscribe to our $8 tier on Reality Gaze Plus. That's Supercast or Patreon. Yes. And you get this and all of our free episodes like Below Deck, you get commercial free. And real quick, we just started season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
And which those are available right now. Those are available on the free feed because it's, again, we're just happen to be starting the season for the first time. It's true.
Yeah.
But we got to let people know.
No, you're right. I'm just doing that because these episodes are... These
it's going to be long.
Episodes.
Settle in, y'all. We got a lot to talk about.
Oh, they...
I put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
No, you obviously didn't.
I did on my computer. Look, it says do not disturb.
You got to figure something out then, because
I don't know. Maybe because it's
several times.
That's weird. Retrograde.
You can apologize to the viewers.
Phones ring. Suck my ass. So anyway, you can watch us on the top tier. If you want, the $8 tier will give you shows commercial free. You'll get Love After Lockup. We just started Extreme Sisters. You're going to get that. When Merry Millions is casting, when it comes back, though, you'll get Merry Millions. You'll
get Merry and Merry. You get
the best show on television, Love After Lockup. You get a lot of that on the $8 tier. And then the $5 tier, you're getting season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé, our classic, or as we like to call it,
classless.
Our classless episodes. You get at the $5 tier. You also get Love is Blind.
Any of other Netflix binges. Any Netflix,
and we just found out, what about Love is Blind, Poods?
Love is Blind, ATA, After the Altar, is dropping February 10th. So we will have all of those episodes ready to go.
They will drop, yes, they will drop. Usually we do it, 24 hours after?
Yeah.
So there you go.
I think we were dropping it right when it drops, because we get it early.
I thought we did it before, we did it 24 hours after. You're not remembering anything.
I'm not.
We switch bodies?
I'm just so excited to talk about
this
these
got
people.
You so excited, you become a Maddie. You can't remember anything.
No, don't ever say that.
Now, one more thing, y'all.
When Grandma Hazel used to go to the Czech KFC, and when she would and she hit that one with the chili can.
It's true. Digital Worldwide Moment.
Digital Worldwide Moment with Mary Payne and Pink Shade. Monday, February 6th. Buy your tickets now.
You can go to our Linktree. Yes. We've already explained what it is. If you don't know by this point, but go. It's only going to be up
for
a week.
I know what a Digital Worldwide Moment
is. I don't really either.
Is.
That's fair. It's going to be up for a week, y'all, and that's it.
I just know when to show up and that there are guests coming. Not physically, because I'm going to be in my house by myself without pants.
Without pants. And that's why I'm worried about not the live Digital Worldwide Moment, but then the after show that will not be recorded.
You're going to see the shoulder. You're going to see the shoulder. You're going to see the
worried.
Nipple. Mary Payne's there to keep me in line, though. I'm a little scared when she starts telling
Ingrid.
Me. That's true.
Yeah.
The FCC just cuts the
Ingrid
feet.
Will just cut you out. She'll just cut your feet off. It just be
I
boom,
will not be censored.
Static. I think that's all that we needed to bring up. Look, I tried to do 3 minutes of announcements.
Very good.
I know you're very excited.
You were very succinct. Thank you.
You're off the rails today, so I've got to guide you because you're
very
too excited
to talk about this today.
I am too. It is my second favorite iteration of 90 Day Fiancé.
I just love it that it feels like with this season, everyone's got a lot to lose.
That's why we like the other way. It's high stakes.
Yeah. Especially Chris. I'm really worried for her, y'all. Because ain't no drama like lesbian drama. Because lesbian drama
don't stop.
Ends up with someone in jail.
That too. While you're making me just see... Ooh, I've seen some fights of lesbians throwing things at comedy clubs.
Do we just get into this? Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I don't think so. I don't think we've got too much. We don't have a MILF Manor minute. That's going to be on our $8 tier. And we don't have time for it anymore.
I'm not allowing that to sully this feed.
Well, we don't have time
with your terrible filth.
Yeah.
From MILF Manor.
We don't have time for a Broadway corner this week because we've got
there's too much to talk about. Nothing but Broadway. All the shows are down. All the grosses are down because it's January.
There you go. Oh, I was on Lynn Castillo's podcast, Everyone is Terrible. We talked about Below Deck. We talked about Below Deck Adventures. We talked about some other stuff too. We also talked about, I didn't know this, he's eventually going to, we're going to get him on our pod. Do you know who he's friends with? He actually is friends, and they love him and have been on a show. He is friends with Hannah.
And Hannah.
And Kate Chastain.
Shut up.
No, he's friends with Kate Chastain.
I want Kate Chastain needs to be on our show.
I think he might even have her cell phone number.
She would do really well on our show.
I told
she
him
can
I,
hang.
I said Jake's gonna freak out because he loves her.
I'm a super fan.
You are a Kate Chastain super fan.
I'm a stan. Yeah.
Anyway,
and Kate Chastain fans are a little wild.
Yeah. Well, that's Fitz.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it.
I'm okay with Hannah. I like her. Hannah would start out the season strong and then would start phoning again in by episode 5.
She would. He said on the episode that he had to edit so much out of Kate's episode because she just kept saying all this shit that he would have gotten sued for because she didn't give a fuck.
That's where she is now, though, in her life.
Yeah.
That's what's so great about The Traitors. Her on The Traitors is just like, you know, I'm having a good time. I want this person gone. I don't know how the rules work of this show.
She was just trying to make money to pay for a baby.
I know.
Now, is she with a man or a woman? I don't know her personal life.
She had a girlfriend before, and she's been pretty sexually fluid.
But did she, like, do this herself, though?
I think she... I don't know if she's with someone currently. She wasn't mentioning someone.
Oh, okay.
So I assume this was a sperm donor.
Well, I didn't know if she... Because, you know, you have that sign you put on your front door that says looking for sperm donors.
Yeah.
I thought she just did it the old way, just taking...
Let me press the light up button here. Doop, 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 doop.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1 million served. Ooh, to donate is to create.
I am happy to be talking about Toe. All right.
No, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. I have this fantasy.
I shouldn't have told you.
Well,
you were already excited.
Where she and I are best friends. But I'm not fabulous enough of a gay for
her. She's going to get skeezed out by you because you're going to fan her and freak her out.
And I don't fan anyone.
I was there at the Watch What Crappens show where you fanned Luke.
Oh, that was gross.
Where I told that story on his podcast where you said, you know, if you're in LA and you ever need a vocal coaching or anything,
I'm a vocal coach. It was disgusting. Y'all, I turned into, I'm that person like, I'm going to like, bleh, 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 bleh. As soon as Luke Gulbranson looked in my eyes from Summer House.
You talked so much shit about him.
I talked legendary shit about him not being hot. And I'm like, I don't see it.
And how that's what you get. And then he talked for 5 minutes and he walked over to me and he went, I see it.
Beautiful lumberjackish Minnesota man came into my life and talked to me and looked into my eyes and saw something in me.
You're going to have sex tonight.
And I sat there and I talked to him for like 45 minutes. I think I missed a cue for us.
It was 15 minutes and he eventually said, look, dude, I got to go.
Get your hand off my leg.
Get your hand off my leg.
We had a connection.
You have to have sex tonight because this toe is taking you over the edge.
I need to get my endorphins. It's endorphins. Endorphins. Don't shoot.
I'm drinking warm coffee.
Coffee out of your nose.
Let's do this.
I'm trademarking that. Endorphins.
Please do. Y'all, right. It is in the works. We're Darcy and Stacy, which... The first episode delivered, and it should be up by now, but if not soon, Jesus, Mary, Lord t-shirts available.
Jesus, Mary, Lord.
Available in the merch.
Mary, Jesus, Lord.
Mary, Jesus, Lord. Available in the merch shop.
All right. So.
Let's talk about Haleyville, Alabama.
God, y'all.
Where is Haleyville?
I have mixed feelings. Please check. I have mixed feelings about this woman because she could be a member of my family, but the really redneck side.
the ones from Sulphur for me. Yeah.
And she has this, y'all.
3,000 people, that's the same as Longer.
Yeah.
Haleyville, right by Littleville.
What's the closest major city so we kind of know?
There
ain't none.
there's a town called White House.
No, I need to know, like zoom out and see the major city.
Natural Bridge.
Not helpful.
Oak Grove, that's kind of like Lone
Where
Grove.
Is a big city?
Well, I'm looking. There was, let's see, Littleville, and then there's Russellville. I'm not kidding.
This is old.
No, there's a lot of ills.
Where is it in relation to like Mobile or Birmingham?
It's actually one of the bigger ones. It is. It's kind of right in the. It looks like it is in.
In the very armpit of the state?
It is in the northwest corner of the state. And the closest part of it, the closest city would be Birmingham.
Yeah. So she can go. She said it was 2 hours from Birmingham.
Or, to go off of a theme, not a little bit east, you go to Huntsville.
Let's just say this. It's in the middle of nowhere.
I did see her house and I went, is this the Oklahoma person? Before she said she was in Hague. Yeah. Because it looks just like but what
I,
we're from.
I need,
yeah. Middle of nowhere.
I'm going to say this now and I'm going to. And I want to, you remember where we that I said this or just we talked about this.
This is going to come back.
Stuff is going to come out about Chris's past, like we gradually, and it's going, every detail is going to be more horrifying than the last. I just, y'all, this doesn't happen of dressing up in a fairy costume and needing to put on costumes and onesies. Something happened on the way to heaven.
She's got, y'all, so Chris loves her onesies.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of onesies.
She's very endearing to me.
I'm rooting for her.
Me too.
And actually, Jamie, both of them, well.
I'm not rooting for Jamie, and I'll tell you why.
Well, I was rooting for Jamie as far as his sexuality, but then we kind of find out some stuff later, and I went, oh, it's sadly what I thought it was.
You and I both know this type of lesbian.
Yeah.
Who fights when she gets drunk?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be. I would be surprised. I would be shocked if Jamie was not a mean drunk.
I would too.
Yeah,
I would too. It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So Chris says I'm 40, going on 20, and I look at two, and I went, "Bitch, I'm 43, and I look younger than
That's
you."
That's nice. You think that
now I have had Botox and I don't know if you have.
I have not,
but you have not. You are 49 and you look
I'm 18
than-
months older than you. Whatever that is. Whatever you want to admit,
you're 44,
so
and you're younger than her.
Yes,
you look younger than her.
Yeah, well, she's lived a life.
Chris has lived a life.
That's what I'm saying.
It's that look of, we've talked about this before, and I feel like we can say this because we're from...
It's one generation from poverty.
It either is the look of poverty or potentially substance, like something, I would say more poverty, but...
Yeah.
But I don't know because something...
I feel for her.
I feel for her because she talks a lot about being bisexual, but really never really having this attraction, and growing up...
In the Bible
this
Belt.
This is like being in Lone Grove or Pickens, where the towns we are from, which Lone Grove was 4,000 people. How many people are Pickens?
It's a bigger town. It's probably 15,000.
Well, golly, I didn't know. Well, no wonder you're sophisticated. Shit.
We actually had a person be valedictorian, not a pig.
Really?
I know.
Well, how big is Greenville?
And the mayor is not a cow.
How do you get stuff done?
I know.
I am confused.
I know. It's probably a sizable town.
Different folks, different strokes.
But
a big
metropolitan, not metropolitan area, but a big town area that goes out to, you know.
Do you have a main street?
Yes, we do have a main street.
Well, golly.
And it looks kind of like the town was built in a lot of preserved things that looks like it was in the 50s. It's very
really?
One of those. Yeah. We have a town square, courthouse.
Wow.
Very
Pickens.
Very she.
Wow.
Our Pickens listeners are dying right now.
Oh, I got to sneeze again.
Oh, God. No. Bless you.
Thank you. Wow. Who knew? I'm sitting here with a city boy. A sissy city boy.
Ooh, I don't think I'd ever call myself that. I didn't live in Pickens, so I lived way out.
You were in the mountains.
I was 15 minutes from Pickens, the city center. From probably some Confederate statue. That's
probably.
There.
That, yeah, that's still
I don't
there.
I don't know if they have any of those. I don't know. So she has two children. She was married twice. And she raised her kids as she says, which we'll probably find more about.
Because she said her marriages were short.
Neither one worked out.
Neither one worked out.
And she said, I raised my kids as a single mom. And after my son graduated, she says, I just accidentally happened on an international dating site. Y'all, they never
They never get an ad. Unless they maybe listen to our show and their phone says.
But no, they always say that even if they do get an ad, they accidentally click on something.
Yeah.
They never want to admit it. You, the ones who do, are like the disgusting guys like Pred, who's like, yeah, I like Asian women, so I went on that site.
Yeah, it's like Treasure Island Media, y'all. You just don't happen upon it. It finds you.
That's true. You don't.
International dating websites find you.
You don't say, I've always wanted to, I'm going to get my metal detector and look for buried treasure on the island. And you don't immediately see men in like leather masks sucking dick. Allegedly, I've heard.
Allegedly.
Bow wow! So, anyway.
Can we talk about the headband she was wearing?
I'd rather not.
It was not a good choice.
She's going to make questionable choices. Now, boy. I believe this is some type of delayed teenage rebellion. The same thing
to
do with the onesies and the costumes.
Yes. She probably, small town, I'm going to marry. It would have been us if we would have stayed.
I agree.
Marry that man. And I'm going to just. I don't care. I don't care if that dick smells like old seaweed. I'm going to suck it like I'm supposed to because I'm a wife. And I'm going to do that.
Old seaweed?
I don't know. But I'm going to do what the good Lord wants me to do and suck that dick because y'all straight gay. Jesus doesn't care.
If you suck a dick, he doesn't.
If you suck a dick, he does not care.
It's like,
but Jesus also doesn't care. If you munch a box.
Doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Or if you want to say, I'm asexual and I don't want to do any of that shit, Jesus is fine with that too.
Just don't bother him with it.
Just don't tell him.
Or you can tell him. Just say, Lord, I need you to do this for me. Lord, I've got enough to do. Stop bothering me.
I love your prayer voice.
Father, Jesus, please. There was a clip I saw. A friend of mine sent me. This is an Oklahoma connection. The governor of Oklahoma said in a TikTok video, Lord, Jesus, we claim every inch of Oklahoma in your name for you. And I was like, that's a big claim to make.
It's a big claim to make. Even the panhandle?
No one
claims that in Oklahoma. They just sent all the Native Americans out there to die.
Even the Native people were just like, no.
Yeah.
We don't want this.
Yeah, that governor is one something short of a screw.
Exactly. I was the audacity to claim that.
Get your religion out of my government.
Thank you. Get your religion out of my fucking face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that being said. Her and this woman, and it's happened to be a woman. So y'all, Chris,
I got that from the headband.
She says she's openly bisexual. She's always has been. She's always been attracted to women, but she's never had a relationship with a woman. She said I would be intimate with a woman.
I go down to Birmingham to that lesbian bar called
to a dyke bar called
Sliver.
called the Grease Monkey.
Yeah. Yeah, Sliver was the room in the back.
Oh, God.
But the Grease Monkey, yeah, auto repair shop and lesbian bar.
Next door to the tire iron.
Yeah. Which is actually so tires. It's handy. Anyway.
And they'll put them on right there for you, too.
Boy, first time you ain't ever been to a bar if you haven't been there and crafted your own goblet made of wood and then had a beer from
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, y'all. She would sneak off to Birmingham. I'm just imagining this woman's first time at a gay bar.
This hit my heart.
I know.
Because we've done it.
Of seeing people who were like you. And you could see the joy in her face and what she remembered. And even then, even when she went to a gay bar, she probably still stayed married because that joy is fleeting because you know you can't have that life. It's just like an amusement park for a little bit of a time.
Amusement park.
Yeah. She broke my heart this episode.
No, I really feel. Where were you? I've talked about going out in Dallas. That was my first gay bar. What was yours?
It
in Baton
was
Rouge? or in Michigan?
It was in Michigan.
Oh, it was.
It was a club called Woody's.
Well, that was apropos.
Woody's. And there's like, Woody's is now like a bar that, but it's a, it was a gay bar.
Did you go with friends or by yourself?
With friends. Oh, I would have never gone.
No,
by
myself. Friends took me, yeah. And so you went, did you, was there a drag show or anything?
No,
like that?
It was just a, it was kind of a, it was kind of a, it, it wasn't really a college bar. It had a gay night. That was what it was.
Ah.
But there, now there's a lot of gay bars. There were a couple gay bars in town, but we were too worried to go to those. It was like me with like two girls and like one guy who was there. And we were going because the girl really liked the music they played.
And this
night.
Was in, what town is that again?
Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor. We need to go do a live show in Ann Arbor, and you need to go get fucked in the bars in Ann Arbor.
We were near them for Detroit. We just needed to drive.
We are whoring you out in Ann Arbor. You're going to reclaim that dick.
On our next Detroit show. Oh, I fucked my way through Ann Arbor. Don't worry. Oh. It just wasn't in the gay bars.
Oh, okay.
It was more like my TA's office.
Okay, well, never mind.
On a bunch of graded papers.
Well, that's not a good memory now.
B plus. More like a D.
No, I think you got a D. And then you got an F. Plus, 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 plus.
Just wow. Splay out all the papers you had to read.
Woo!
What's this mark on my paper?
Wow.
Why is it weird? Why is it sticky? We need to move on.
But yes, you it broke. Again, we've talked about this before, but I will never stop. I don't know where you can watch it, but y'all highly recommend the documentary Small Town Gay Bar.
I agree, it's great.
Small Town Gay Bar. It'll definitely give you an experience of what. Well, Poodle and I went to big cities, but it'll give you an experience of what Chris had to go. And sadly, because of apps and because of COVID, so many of these gay bars have closed. Yep. And a lot of what is that podcast? Oh, shit.
It's about the lesbians?
We talked about doing a collab with them, actually.
Yeah, who go around to all the gay bars, lesbian
two
bars.
Two lesbians, and they go around, and they go to, they're going to the all
title.
The remaining lesbian bars in the country.
You can look it up while I keep going.
Okay.
So, y'all, the big thing is, she met Jamie, and she's been in a relationship with Jamie for a year. They have never met in person, only talked online. She's leaving for Bogota in a week, which is where Jamie lives. Jamie is actually Venezuelan. She kind of left for the same reason that Guillermo did, because that's where all the horrible shit. That wasn't Daniel. Daniel's from Venezuela, and Daniel's like, I got from Daniel and Amber. Yeah, I got shot. So, and I clearly couldn't go back to Venezuela. So I went. To the DR.
I went to the DR.
And then she's like, Daniel! You have Amber. Daniel! I actually really like Amber. After we met her, all of Amber makes sense.
No, and I looked up, y'all, it's called Cruising, a lesbian bar road trip. It's with three women. Anyway, check it out, y'all. Actually, I believe it's sponsored by Honda. No, only because I was
Subaru?
At an airport and I talked to this woman on the plane. She worked at Honda and she said, we just sponsored a podcast.
I want a Honda sponsorship.
And that's how she told me about this. You have a Honda.
I know.
Well, what did you do wrong?
God, I still kind of mourn that we didn't get that McDonald's sponsorship.
The missed opportunity.
I know. All right. So,
why do you think though? They've been together for a year, and I know. So I guess
COVID.
It's just COVID. I was trying to think: is this the even Annie and
Robert?
He at least saw her for one day.
But
have we had anyone
that wasn't during COVID?
I know. So have we ever had anyone on 90 Day Fiancé that has never actually met the person they're going to marry in person?
Oh, I'm sure we have.
I'm sure we have, but I can't remember.
They're getting married. Now, this is a huge red flag. I know they're getting married in 9 days, as soon as she gets there.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? Why is she getting married in 9 days? And she said it was because of the venue. They wanted the venue, and they wanted...
I... I don't know yet who's the one that pushed that. I'm going to say...
I'm sure it's probably Chris. But here's the thing. Chris can't lose this person because she's lost so many people. Chris
not
has had
just
a life of loss.
People. Her house looks like a murder house because her home was burned down.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like she had insurance because none of it is fixed.
She lost a lot in her life.
She's lost a lot in her life.
And she's living with her
mom.
Her mom, Mona, who we meet later, and her two kids, Dane and Star. Dane and Star.
Star's 23. Dane is 18 because she got pregnant when she's 16. So she raised, when she raised. So y'all, she's just had a, now she said, we forget in LA. You just living here. She's like, and my kids are fine with my relationship. And I went, oh yeah, that is still a thing where you
are. Very much so.
Luckily, but thank God, if y'all, people that bitch about social media and the internet and all that, there's a lot of shit things about it. But I will say, the younger generation and even suburban communities in this country.
Rural communities, too.
Rural, yeah.
Say that again?
That's what I meant to say. Rural. Are way more comfortable. Way more comfortable with queer people because of social media.
Social media. Even Danielle's daughters would probably be like, sure.
You know what? Best thing Danielle could do would be a lesbian.
I 100% agree with you.
That would be great for her. But you know, she'd get the... I kind of want her to be on Single Life again. I miss Danielle.
I don't know if I could stomach the ultimate Eeyore sadness for another...
Oh, I'm ready for it.
Y'all, we find out that they want to get married, and this is ASAP... And because Jamie, she's afraid of losing her because Jamie almost died of COVID, and she was in the hospital. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to it later.
Yeah, I was gonna say, supposedly.
Supposedly. So, but she says, just like our girl Darce, she says, I gotta follow my heart. I gotta follow my heart because that's my heart's going to Bogota. A
lot of following the heart and manifesting this episode.
I cannot. We will talk about fucking Danielle next episode. Y'all, I kept having to pause and go, oh, this bitch.
it's really bad. Now, so we meet Jamie in Colombia, and Jamie's like, she's like, lesbian tomorrow, lesbian today. I'm always a lesbian.
Now, Jamie, she's in a sex shop for lingerie, and she's talking about leaving Venezuela because they had no jobs, no food, and she's like, Venezuela, she's like, they have problems with gay relationships, but I feel comfortable here. It's weird. We actually have two people going to Colombia this season. I'm not sure where the other guy's going. Where the trans man is going.
Medellin.
You're right, Medellin.
And Jamie lives in Bogota. Those are both the two biggest cities in Colombia. So.
And so as far as Latin America goes, pretty gay friendly. But not as gay friendly as like Rio. You know,
no, because I was interested in either moving like to Colombia or Spain, like for a few months to do like a spin. And so my best friend's from Bogota.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like when I mentioned, he said, if you're in Bogota or Medellin, he said, actually, especially Medellin, he said, you're 100% fine being LGBTQ.
But the laws of this country aren't great.
And he said, people don't care, but they kind of, their laws, he said, but they're not, no one's going to beat you up or anything
but
like that.
But it's not like state sanctioned like Argentina or Brazil.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not arguing. Yeah. I'm just saying though.
But I'm saying that's the difference.
Like I wouldn't worry about, now although some people look at trans as a very different thing, but I don't think I would worry about gay going to Colombia.
Yeah. Being a trans person is really always about, for a lot of trans people, is about checking your surroundings and making sure. And but Gabriel was talking about that as a trans man, he's in a he's in an easier position because a lot of times he's less recognizable.
They,
as a trans
they
man.
Pass.
He
more.
Passes. But as trans women, yeah, definitely, you're having to clock your surroundings and make sure where yeah. you are constantly. So she's like, you know, she's a proud lesbian. It's never going to change. And she said, I had boyfriends, but I never liked sex with it. No passion and no orgasms ever.
And Jake looked up and said, not familiar.
Not familiar.
Not familiar.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. So, and then she said, my friends told me to try therapy. And then the therapist goes, you know, you always talk about girls. Do you think you might be a lesbian? And she went, Oh. There was something about that that I thought was just like a light bulb came on. And then she said something that kind of like it hurt my heart again. And she said, no one had ever told me it was normal to be this way.
I have a friend who, what this is
no
years
one.
Ago, went to therapy and the therapist said, do you ever think that you might be gay or that could be an avenue for you? And
yeah.
It was the same kind of thing. And the therapist said, that's 100% normal. And that's how they came out.
And just the idea that no one had ever told her that it was okay and had not spoken about it in a gross way or that it's okay.
It's that y'all, and that, not to segue, but that is the power of therapy. So
yeah.
Use BetterHelp.
Get on BetterHelp.
We are proudly sponsored by BetterHelp.
BetterHelp. So, anyway, all her friends supported her, but she's never told her parents because she says my family is very conservative.
And they don't
say,
know.
Yeah, they don't know. This is not normal. I don't know if this season will involve her coming out to her parents or not. It looks like this season is going to involve Gabriel coming out to... fuck. What's her name? I don't know them yet. Isabel's parents, because he wants to marry her.
You know, I'm of two minds. I guess especially if you're close to your family and you want to have a relationship with them. But you don't have to come out to your parents.
I agree with
you. You don't
it.
Have to come
I'm
out to
saying,
anyone.
I'm not saying that that anyone has to.
I wouldn't say you were.
I was speculating about whether it was going to happen.
No, yeah.
But it is a common thing that we see LGBT people on TV and they're like, well, I guess we're going to come out to everybody. That's the storyline.
Because this show, I don't think it's shown there. So technically her parents still would. But yeah, do I think you can, most of the time, it can affect your happiness for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you have a...
It's not the right decision for everybody.
It's not the right decision for everybody.
Yeah. So basically after that, she's like, my friends say she'd never had an official girlfriend.
No.
I guarantee you though, y'all.
That's actually my biggest red clue. They both have never been in a relationship.
I guarantee you though, this woman hooked up a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She scissored with the best of them.
Yeah.
And, so, but I just want to say it. So that she's never had a relationship. Chris has never really had a relationship. And then she showed all the pictures that Chris sent her. And they weren't Rebecca photoshopped.
They were filtered.
But they were quite filtered. So I'm just, and not that Chris isn't attractive. She just. It looked taking all of her wrinkles and
yeah, it slapped the poverty right off of her.
Kind of did.
Slapped a couple of coats.
Hopefully she doesn't have that strong of filters. Hopefully she's not like Poodle the other day when we were on a Zoom call.
That is not true.
And Jackie said, our Facebook moderator, Jackie said, look how smooth your skin is. You don't have
I'm
any
like
wrinkles.
The filters all the way up.
And Jake just went, oh, well, thank you. I moisturize. And I was like, oh, my God, it looks like he has just one blurry eye.
I'm like, I look like Monique's filters.
Jackie knew what she was doing. She was just bumping us up.
I basically looked like a bobblehead emoji.
I looked like I was five.
I know.
Golly, nothing can coo or nothing can calm a gay like just complimenting them.
That's all you need.
Boy, it's
easy. It works. Every time. So She is, she's Chris is everything I want in one person. Her smile is so beautiful. After 1 month, Chris said, I want to marry you, you know? And they say not all stereotypes about lesbians are true. But this is a U-Haul move.
This is a U-Haul move.
And so...
I mean, more than a U-Haul. I mean...
She's FaceTiming or chatting with her friends, Andrea and Maria.
She talks to them, and some tea is dropped, and we're going to talk about that after,
after the break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are four tops.
And we're back, y'all. Now, look. Sometimes when we go on little breaks, we'll get up and walk around and take 5 minutes to stretch our legs.
Just sat here.
If you're watching The Intimate Portrait, I took a little walk around Poodle's apartment to stretch my legs, and I found some things, and I'm wondering.
What are you doing?
Poodle, this was just sitting in a corner. I tried to pick one up, and it slipped from my hands, and I went, what is this little thing? Because it looked. What is it? Because it looks like a butt plug.
That is, first of all,
a very crude butt plug.
It wouldn't be a butt plug because that would hurt going in your ass.
Well,
but this is it was like an installation piece for my Christmas tree.
I think it's a butt plug because, y'all, then I found another one that's even bigger.
I think
you're working up to something.
No. That's also a part of my Christmas tree.
It looks like a butt plug to me.
It sounds like I'm lying, but this is actually a part of my Christmas tree.
Then why is there a third bigger one? Because it looks like a big old butt plug.
They're like nesting dolls, like Russian nesting dolls.
They're butt plug nesting dolls. Anyway,
that would hurt, put it in your butt.
Well, you've had worse, I'm sure.
Where were we?
You're not allowed at that farmer's market anymore for what you did at the produce.
Well, the bananas looked good that day.
Who knew? You could chew a carrot and not with your mouth.
Munch, munch, munch. So y'all, they are...
Jamie is talking to Maria and Andrea.
Yeah. And she's basically, they're both these friends are worried because they're people with a pulse.
And she said they've known them for 8 years, so a long time.
Yeah.
So they're back in Venezuela.
And they say, how many times have you called us crying when Chris went missing?
And we go, excuse me?
And another red flag is dropped.
So
Chris goes missing.
It's all those lean ins. I go,
what's your baha?
Hunger?
Baking powder?
What?
So sometimes it's 1 day, 3 days, weeks. And it seems that she disappeared 20 days before her birthday and then reappeared on her birthday. And I wrote down, this sounds vaguely like mental health issues.
I thought mental health or relapse. Of somebody that's struggling with drug addiction. True. That's what it sounded. That's almost more what it sounded like to me.
So she went back to the website. She said this, and this is the interesting thing.
Wait, so clear this up for me. I'm confused. Who showed up from Texas? Tell me.
One says, is that the girl from Puerto Rico? They're like, no, this is the Texas one. Completely different.
And I went, what?
Well, here's the issue. This is someone who cannot be alone. So if someone
Chris or
leaves,
Jamie?
Both. But Jamie, we're talking about Jamie in this way. Of Jamie says, well, obviously Chris is not going to be around, so I've written her off.
Well, she also, didn't she say her grandmother died or someone?
Yes.
She was going through a very tough time right there, and they were, I guess, Chris was off doing God knows what, and she needed comfort in.
Well, here's the thing. For Jamie, you can't get comfort from your friends or your people. You have to get someone who you're interested in romantically.
Or one of your nesting butt plugs. That'll give you some comfort.
But I'm saying, that's not healthy, y'all.
No.
Not a healthy way to approach a relationship.
No.
And anyway, so she said, she's like, no,
so she met
girl,
a, wait, so I'm not
the
so
girl
clear.
From Texas.
So Jamie met a girl from Texas.
And was talking to her. And that's where I wrote, ain't no drama, like lesbian drama. She's like, we have.
Ding, she's going to show up this season, I bet. At least on a tell-all.
We have our ups and downs, but she is the one I love, and I want to marry her.
Not the woman from Texas.
No.
Chris.
Or
is the
one from Puerto Rico.
No, the one from Haleyville, Alabama is the one she loves, and she wants to marry her.
Yes.
Then we go back to Chris, again, is in a murder house.
Ripping off fake wood paneling wallpaper.
To reveal, shiplap.
It's very. This made me so sad.
And I'm like, what's going on in this house?
I could smell the mildew.
Then we see the extent of it. And this house is fucking just burned down.
What scared me is she's like, I'm not going to be enough to get this house done by the time I leave.
And I went, you're leaving in a week.
So she's going to trust some, I guess, contractor to work on her house
while she's starting her new life in Bogota. None of this has been thought out. And I am so concerned.
And good for her. She owns another house that she wants to... they were very specific on her housing arrangements. It felt like we were on an episode of Love It or List It, because she said, most people say, and then I'm selling my other house. And she said, and then
it's
I'm
right
selling
next
my
door.
House. They're going to rent to own it. And I went,
It was...
Why are you giving us this real estate information?
There were very strong details added.
Is this rich mom, poor mom?
Then her mother shows up. And she said, I'm actually also leaving two jobs because I used to work. I was a shipping manager for a company and also did security at a school. And she goes, I'm going to go from two jobs to no job. Mona, her mom, says... Y'all, this mother has seen some shit.
She's seen some
and
shit,
and she basically goes, well, when she told me she was going to go to Colombia and marry a lady.
And marry a lady.
That's the way she said it. She's like, but you know what? It's not my place to judge. That's for
now,
God to
was
do.
That her coming out to her mom?
I think it probably was.
I feel like it was. I feel like I feel like she was saying lady because this was all new information to her. And I actually... You might watch this and say, how dare she say that? And I actually watched it and thought...
I wasn't saying that at all.
No, I'm saying other people
out
there
listening. You might,
I went, that's great. Her mother is supporting her.
I just saw the way she phrased it, to marry a lady. It was just...
marry a light. Oh, Chris.
And she does say, I just hope it makes her happy. Y'all, that's huge for
that's
the
a big
area
deal.
Where she lives, where
and the
lives.
Age of her mother,
yeah, and then we throw out one of the tastiest tidbits, probably in several seasons. And Mona says, "Have you told her about your narcolepsy?" And I went,
"What?
Wait, she's a narcoleptic.
She's narcoleptic." Now I'm glad they're showing this because I think people really think. Narcolepsy, they're like, oh, it's a funny thing, you fall asleep. It's a debilitating disease.
But no.
But the fact that she's going to move to a country where she knows no one with this is not like a little thing. It's not like you have a little tick or something.
No. This is the story, the saga of the bisexual narcoleptic woman from Alabama. As soon as she says that,
I'm gonna learn the harmonica.
It's not bad. Well, I'd rather you do that because I don't want you to actually play it.
Why? I can learn a harmonica.
It is harder than you think.
It is not hard.
I'll let you play guitar on the podcast first.
Well, I'm learning that too.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll let you put one of those butt plugs up your ass.
So, y'all. She has sleep spells. She's fallen asleep while the memory problems are the scariest, I think, because I know people who suffer with narcolepsy.
It's not just like they fall asleep and wake up and go, hey, no, they're completely just like they don't remember things. It's hard to have interpersonal relationships.
Yeah. So. And this is the other thing. I wonder if she's on medication because she constantly looks a little drugged up for it. Or maybe that's something else.
I don't know. I feel like she's the reason why Pfizer got sued, and that's all I want to say about that.
So anyway, but the mother said, "Well, I need to say it's a mother's worry," and she's like. And then we find out that...
And she says, Chris, I will say, sometimes people bring up stuff, and a lot of people, except for Danielle, a lot of people on this episode have said, you know what? That's fair, or that's accurate. And Chris even says when her mom brings up...
Yeah, Danielle's
up,
never going to say that.
Danielle's never going to... But when her mom brings it up, Chris goes, you know what? That's fair. She's like, I was sending her money when she was talking to someone else. And I went,
you're
sending her money.
She's sending money.
Yes. So now we find out this woman from Texas... Sent her a message basically
with receipts.
Saying,
this Jamie asked me to be her girlfriend and
Had fake COVID. Fake COVID.
So
the
woman said she was working the whole time and she was sick at her home, not in the hospital, but she
So she did have COVID. It just wasn't COVID enough to be in the hospital.
Yeah, not COVID plus.
It did make me wonder when we saw that
not
she...
COVID advanced.
COVID, when we saw that
COVID
she...
COVID DM.
If that's true, fuck that woman fuck for her. All the people that have died with COVID. Like, she can just fuck right
and
off.
And what
that
did
mountain.
She do with the money that Jamie sent her for being
Because
in the
I did wonder, so or, then or, did she or, have some... Not everybody, but does she have an external or some type of health condition? Because she's very young, and if she got COVID... But there are people that are young.
There are younger people who just
got really bad.
Get the lottery.
Yeah, the bad.
And the worst lottery.
But if that's true.
Here's the thing, y'all. The woman said, here's what she told me. She asked me to be her girlfriend, but you were still in a relationship with her. So again, Jamie is U-hauling in with another woman weeks after... Chris has gone AWOL.
Say it with me, y'all. D-O-A.
I would like to argue with you because I kind of want Chris to have some kind of happiness.
Yeah.
But, and mom says, I'm just afraid this goes up a little bit of a scam.
I think Chris needs to find a woman, maybe in Birmingham, named Millie.
I know.
Who'll take care of her.
I agree.
Maybe a little older.
No, she needs what she needs is to have about three life destroying relationships.
I think she has women. Just with men.
No, there have been a lot more than that with men. But I'm saying she needs actual. She needs a starter relationship with a woman before the one when you.
They
get
both
it.
Do.
Yeah,
they both do. How many starter relationships have you had now?
I loved them all.
You tell them all they're the first.
They were all special in their own way. Let's talk about Jen and Rishi.
All right, just say what you're going to
say. First of all, this man is gorgeous.
He's hot. He's very hot. Is it weird or is it just because he's a model that he spends an hour and a half on his hair every day?
That's a lot of time. Not every day, every other day.
Oh, every other day. Yeah. That's... So I guess because he's a model, because I'm watching this going...
He's full of himself, too.
I don't like, think he's gay,
people say
y'all.
I look like the Indian Jesus. But he is hot.
He's a hot
he's
guy.
He's up there, y'all, in the 90-day pantheon.
He's a very... You know who's like... He is handsome also. Gabe can get it.
I think he's very handsome.
Yeah, Gabe's hot. Walk around in
Rishi,
his underwear or there. I'm assuming his.
His. That they've called him his.
His, yeah, okay. He's hot.
Usually trans men who are going to go to that extent of when their whole brand is about putting bulges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a badge of honor for them.
I know, but I never know. I always
That's true.
Want to say.
That's
I never
true.
Know.
I made, because someone else said his. So they were
I
using.
Mean, you prefer the pronoun bitch.
Yes. B.
So,
B.
But Rishi can get in Mishi.
Mm-hmm.
He's hot. So it's Rishi 32 and then Jen.
From Stillwell, Oklahoma.
Yes.
I'm going to zone out for a minute while you talk about Stillwell, Oklahoma.
What do you mean? I don't have anything to say about it.
Okay, let's move on then.
Okay, so Stillwell, Oklahoma is right by Marietta. But funnily enough,
get on my phone.
It's not Marietta close to my town in southern Oklahoma where the Windstar Casino is.
There's two Mariettas?
Who knew? There's two Mariettas.
Okay, that's inefficiency.
It is inefficiency. It's a real small town. It's also not far from Line Switch. And it's just,
stop!
No, I'm true. Line Switch, and down the road is Bunch. And then if you go a little bit farther, you'll hit Greasy.
How is that spelled?
Greasy. G-R-E-A-S-Y. Greasy, Oklahoma.
That is not a town
Greasy,
name.
Oklahoma. Yes. It's on the other side. It's Piney. Then there's, yeah.
I'm begging
you. It's over by, because I had a cousin who lived in Titanic, and that's not far from it as well. It's a real town.
We need to move on.
No, it's true.
No, I believe you. I'm horrified by these details.
No, it's over by, because then there's 10 killer.
Is it?
That's Native American. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. It's close to Salem, not Massachusetts, but Salem, Oklahoma. Funny thing enough.
Are there witch trials there?
Well, Ann Darla said they had some, and that's why they named it. But she called them indigenous witches. And I said, I don't think this is an appropriate story
I
to
doubt
tell.
She used that word.
She didn't. Well, in Oklahoma, people still say Indian, like where
that's
I'm from.
That's what I'm going to say.
Even though you don't say it. But like,
I doubt the word indigenous has
ever
left your
I'll go back there and I'll say indigenous and people look at me. Everybody. Even my sister-in-law, who's Delaware, will say,
yeah.
What?
I know. I was going to say, that's why I just doubted that
it's
word
true.
Ever came out of your Aunt Darla's mouth.
But it's over by Pavine and then West Pavine.
Okay, I know.
Which are right by
each other. Can you just tell me where the biggest city it is?
But it's close to the Arkansas.
That's not what I'm asking.
Arkansas-Oklahoma border.
Okay, that's good.
Evansville. Have you heard of Evansville, Arkansas?
No.
Okay.
None of this. It's
right,
I'm glad
that's
I haven't.
Right across from Elm Grove. On the Oklahoma side.
So.
And on Arkansas side, it's by Skylight.
So, back to Rishi. He is a model, and he says, but I'm not a stupid model.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a stupid business. I have a law degree and a master's, and I worked as a corporate lawyer, but I hated it, and it suits my mood to do fitness better, and it gives me more time to wash my hair.
Not to be confused with Stillwater, Oklahoma, because that's where the Oklahoma University is.
Tas-tas-tas.
This is Stillwell. You just did tas-tas-tas in the Texas Longhorn.
Oh, sorry. What the fuck?
It's that. Yeah, you know, I don't care. But so, the colors are orange.
Anyway.
You were close.
Modeling is not
He's a douche.
Modeling is not. He kind of is, but.
But he's not. He doesn't grate on your nerves. It's weird. He knows.
He's not Jonathan season 6 level douchey.
No. He has a little. Ooh.
Yo, I just send him.
He sent me Jonathan's dick pic because I'd never seen it, and I went, "Whoa, that I did not expect that."
Oh, I did.
And I wrote Poodle back, and I said, "Yeah, he's definitely Latino. Whoa, been there, yeah. Been there." So, but I was gonna say there is something about Rishi that he's into himself, but the way he talks about it is as if. I think
he's full of himself.
I think this guy's very aware that he's on television because he's a model. Mm-hmm. And so he says, I don't want to sound too arrogant.
Yeah.
So he puts on this act a little bit like, oh, it just happened. I went, really? Me? A model? Oh.
Yeah.
It's like Poodle when he comes out for an encore after. Like, really? Oh, you're still applauding?
You I wouldn't can't. Let me leave.
And then if you stop clapping, he'll yell at you and say, clap!
Please clap.
You will. Please.
So, anyway, but he's like, I never have to give any effort with women. They just come up to me, kind of like Jen did. And then we go to Stillwell, Oklahoma, which mm-hmm. is near...
Greasy.
Which is near Greasy.
Near Greasy. Not far from Christy. Had a cousin there. Name was Christy, but it's spelled with a K. Christy, Oklahoma is a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E.
I hate my life. Whenever I saw she was from Stillwell, Oklahoma, I kind of wished that she had been somehow canceled and we never had to cover her.
Anyway,
this is going to continue the whole season.
It's kind of up way far from me, like east, it's central. So anyway.
So Jen is working on her family farm. And
she said, you know what? I kept just choosing these good-looking, vapid guys. And then I met Rishi.
I screamed at that.
I went,
too.
Well, someone.
She's like, I have a bad pattern with men. I just choose these good looking guys. That's what I go for first. But I'm breaking my patterns now.
So I chose Rishi. Now, it's kind of interesting where they met. She said, she's like, it's such a cliche. I met him in the hotel lobby and I went, actually, that's not cliche anymore because most people meet on apps. So they met in person and they started talking and she said, because he, of course he did. He just started showing me modeling photos. Which
douche mode.
And she even said he was a douchebag. But then later on,
yeah.
We met. And she said, it's hard for me to pinpoint, but something made me attracted to him. Yeah, it's called his pecs and his cum gutters, lady.
I just want to say one thing about her. This phrase tells you everything you need to know about Jen. I'm a bit of a nomad. Translation, I run away from when there are problems in my life.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not going to do the 2.0 kids and suburbs Enneagram 4. Hello. This is someone who is always trying to figure out who they are. They have spent their whole life doing it and trying out everything. And this is another person to try on. Maybe it's the right one that she finds it, but it's definitely out of her experience. But so you, going back forward, she said, I don't know where I fell. And she's like, I liked it. She said this. We met in a solo on a solo trip to India. Bitch was trying to eat, pray, love.
She's eat, pray, love.
Just a bang trip. Just admit it, honey.
Which that I actually think if you do an eat, pray, love, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
If I spent that money and did that, I'd be like, hell yeah, I went on an eat, gay, suck.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I agree. Eat, gay, suck. Eat, suck, fuck.
Eat, suck, fuck, yeah. Who wants love?
So, thank you. So then they were hanging out as friends, but within a month of meeting, he proposed. So I assume she went back to the U.S. after her bang trip.
But I also feel like she probably just wants to get out of line switch. Why would you want to be there by still and all of that shit?
Well, what put her...
I mean, I feel like she feels an outsider in Oklahoma.
Exactly. What put her there, we're not clear on.
No.
Because it seems like...
I think we're going to find out.
Yeah. This is someone... Y'all, she's 46 years old. It seems like she has been away from Oklahoma for a while.
She doesn't... Y'all, this is very small town.
Yeah.
She doesn't... If you notice when her brother Charles shows up... She doesn't speak like him. She doesn't dress like him.
No. Yeah.
I mean, Poodle and I relate. This was us and ours, but we had to get the fuck out.
She's had a little work, some fillers done here and there that makes her look like she's not from that area. Definitely.
I'd want the same thing.
You can tell. Like, it's a little bit...
She also could have gotten it done before the show. A lot of people do that. They're
and
like,
it's
I'm
not enough
get...
time.
Yeah, you gotta let... Because y'all came at me when we talked about fillers in your lips.
Lip fillers,
and
especially.
Y'all came at me with your fillers, and they looked amazing.
And now we have a Juvederm.
We do. We do.
Life is weird sometimes.
It's true. But no, y'all look good. And so I'm all for it. I've had it in my job before.
I think it's that... It doesn't, it makes her, it makes things look a little.
She's got too much on her teeth.
Yeah, it makes her look a little bit like some things were. Like
I think she looks a little swollen.
Yeah, that's
so
what it
I think
is.
It's, I have a feeling it's new. I wouldn't be surprised if she looks better on the tell-all.
Let's see if it's calmed down.
She's a beautiful woman, though.
Yeah.
She's very beautiful. She looks way younger than Chris.
Yeah.
And Chris is 40.
But she's
Jen's
20.
46. Jen actually looks 35.
Jen does not look 35.
She looks, I think she looks.
No, she
looks
doesn't.
Pretty good.
Jen looks 40.
Well, because Chris looks 50, bless her.
I don't think Chris looks so. I think, but Jen does not look 35. I disagree with you.
I don't think she looks 46, though.
It's interesting. With a certain type of work that she's had, because it's not just a little Botox here. She's had fillers in this part of her face. Mm-hmm. So it kind of sticks out this way. That it actually, to me, it ages her more than that. But maybe you're right. Maybe it hasn't settled.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. So
y'all, when I get my cat fillers, you won't see me for 7 months.
Is that a promise? So
no, you will.
Oh, fuck. So... She's like, COVID hit. I haven't seen him since. I'm moving to India in a week. The brother Charles is like, I'm worried that you don't choose the best type of men.
Now, here's the deal when you know you've been watching 90 Day Fiancé too long. Because he says, Charles brings up, first of all, Charles says, how long did you spend with him again? And she said, 45 days. And
I was like, that's a long time.
What's the problem? That's... Seriously, for the other way, they're fine then. Like, they know each other at this
They know
point.
Each other's backstories.
Like, I think you're going to work out now. Yeah. 100%, I think they're going to work out.
I think they, the four that we've seen, I think, I don't know, Gabe and Isabel, I don't, we haven't seen a lot of Isabel.
We don't know about her.
Yeah.
We don't know if she's super normal.
Yeah.
If it's going to be something like Mike and Jimena. Well, Jimena. Jimena, where she seems normal, and then you found out her last boyfriend.
was an assassin?
Was an assassin.
That actually happened! That happened!
That was the last season of The Other Way.
No, that was before the 90.
Oh, that was B90. Before the 90.
Which is why it's my second favorite, because B90 is so cuckoo.
Who was on The Other Way last season?
It was so long ago.
Because of COVID, they couldn't do it.
No, it was Jenny and Sumit were on the last season when they got married.
I don't even remember who else was there. Oh, was that, what's her name? We forgot she was married.
That was Brittany and
Memphis.
Mizan. Yes.
Migo Poopy.
That was The Other Way.
And now she has that baby, trying to keep that baby from him, and he's fighting back. I hope he gets it.
And she's been saying it's not his, and it's so awful. I don't follow her anymore.
Did we ever follow her?
Mm-hmm. We follow everybody.
We actually, in our defense, we follow everybody at first because we think, well, Mowgli will like you. And
no, that's not why I follow them. I need to know all the terrible news so I can make fun of it.
Oh, well, I'm like, well, maybe they'll be nice. And then they're
not. That's not why I follow them.
Well, you know, everybody follows your friends, basically.
Absolutely not. So
we also find out some other dirt about Charles. Just Charles, then we find out about, he's like, well, Jen, you kind of got a little emotional.
I went,
lean in.
And y'all, she got jealous. She says, I get jealous. And she's like, y'all, she sent this.
She
cuckoo,
said I spun out.
She sent this cuckoo like David Hasselhoff cheeseburger video when he's like,
that's
the
a
cheeseburger.
Dated reference.
But when someone is like spinning out on video, my friends and I call it Hasselhoff cheeseburgering.
Yes.
Because it's just, she's like, she's just spinning out. She's like, I can let you go. It felt like she was inebriated.
I don't want to chase you. I don't feel like I'm chasing you.
I have to be myself.
If I have to let you go, wipe tear. I will, because I would love myself more. I love myself.
I am here for this drama queen, because that's what she is.
And Charles says, but if you're stuck in India, where are you going to go? And I went, I'm not worried about her. I'm worried about Rishi.
Me too. I think she's going to be a lot. Anyway, but I just liked it when Charles really, really diplomatically says, historically, Jen doesn't pick the right men.
No.
That Hasselhoff cheeseburger video, when I went, oh no. That was the big red flag that I needed.
Not good.
To make this relationship juicy. Y'all, that's the show. That's the first
two
couples.
Boy, she's a long way from Bunch, Oklahoma.
you have 30 seconds every time.
What? I'm just saying.
You have 30 seconds. We cannot devote 5 fucking minutes.
What? I just said long way.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody.
The next episode, we're going to be covering Danielle and Johan, and also Gabriel and Isabel. Only four couples on the first episode. I enjoy this when they do this, because y'all know I hate the poopoo platter things.
We get time, because we still have, who else is there? There's still, is there another lesbian
There's the
couple?
Older woman, no, that's it.
I thought there were, okay.
There's the older woman and the man from, Osama is his name. There is the woman with the blonde bob and the man from Egypt.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes, yes.
There's one other, I believe.
There is. I'm looking right now.
Or maybe there's only six.
There is. Let's see. Chris and. Oh, no. There's Debbie and Osama.
That's the older woman.
That's the older woman.
Yeah.
Then there is. The woman who Nicole, the young blonde
from, blonde Bob
from California, and then Mahmoud from Egypt.
Yeah.
And then there's, let's see, we already have Jenny, and then I think.
Is that it? Is there only six?
That's it. Yeah.
Riveting. Thanks for that.
We still haven't seen the woman fall off the donkey. I haven't seen
y'all,
that woman.
I'm saying this now. She looks like Tabitha from Passions.
She does.
All we are missing, she looks like Juliet Mills. All we are missing is Timmy, who he has gone off this mortal coil, bless his heart.
You loved Passions.
Loved it.
I wonder if you watch that on Peacock still.
I don't know. I need to do a rewatch. That show was something.
It was something.
Julian Crane just recently died. The guy who played Julian Crane.
The older guy?
Yeah.
Well, don't mention anybody else.
No.
We don't want to do that.
No.
Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygays.com. What fun. Oh, what fun.
I am elated.
Yes. For a couple of
months. I'm going to drink this second show.
Oh, great.
I don't know. Maybe for a month. I you know me.
After a month, y'all.
I cool quite quickly.
He'll hate it by March.
It's generous.
Anyway, y'all.
You better not vacuum.
Go to realitygaze.com. Everybody, go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. That's where you can see our memes.
And get your tickets for the digital worldwide Mona Reality Shade.
Yes, you can see all our memes for our producer, Christina. And Caitlin, who helps with our social media. So, y'all, 2023 is looking up. Oh, it's going to be a wild ride. Now, we call these people, boy, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Sorry. I wanted everything in me wants to say something about Danielle, but I'm going to leave that for the next time. But I'm just going to say, y'all, and if you've ever Hasselhoff cheeseburgered your ex, you can call
us.
I just want you to be happy.
Wipe tear. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.